Immigration officials say Los Angeles International Airport has become a major hub for human smuggling since a crackdown began in Phoenix several months ago. In the first 2 days of a multi-agency operation at LAX, federal authorities say they arrested 64 suspected illegal immigrants. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Officials say they began noticing that Southern California was gaining popularity with illegal immigrant smugglers early last spring. That's when agents found 70 illegal immigrants crammed into an Inglewood hotel room. A week later, nearly 100 migrants were discovered in a bungalow in Watts. Kevin Jeffrey of LA's Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office says smugglers are now bypassing Arizona because of a crackdown that has targeted Phoenix's Sky Harbor Airport.
LAX is the next logical choice to come over here. It's a simple car ride on I-10. They're here in a matter of hours, and because of the volume of traffic here, it just appears to be easy to them.
Border Patrol agents arrested the suspected illegal immigrants at LAX as they were trying to board domestic flights to cities in the Midwest and East Coast. Authorities hope to catch key members of smuggling organizations and will use investigative leads before approaching anyone at the airport. They insist no racial profiling of Latinos will occur. But some Latinos who use the airport, like Alejandro Arellano, are worried about being singled out. Arellano, who came to pick up a relative, says it's just more discrimination against Latinos, and he points to the recent immigration raids in Southern California Latino neighborhoods. More than 400 illegal immigrants were arrested in those raids. L.A. City Councilwoman Janice Hahn says she wants the crackdown to succeed, but worries that there aren't enough agents deployed to really get the job done.
So we only had 20 agents in Los Angeles County that specifically dealt with human smuggling. I still think the federal government is not giving us the resources to match this problem.
Authorities say agents will continue patrolling the airport for the next 2 to 3 weeks. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.